6. Hanth Town, Earldom of Hanth, Kingdom of Carus. Captain Sir Duncan Yearly stood on the quarterdeck of HMS Destiny, hands clasped behind him, while he enjoyed Margaret Bay's brisk pre-dawn air. The sky to the east, beyond the shadowy, still all but invisible bulk of Margaret's Land, was turning pale gold and salmon, and the thin banners of clouds were like high blue smoke against the steadily paler heavens. The moon was still just visible, peeking over the edge of the western horizon, but the stars had all but vanished, and the breeze moved Destiny along at a steady 5 or 6 knots, with all sail set to the topgallants. Yearly was proud of his command. The 54-gun galleon was one of the most powerful warships in the world, and Yearly had been in command for less than 5 days. His previous command, the galley Queen Jessica, had distinguished herself at the Battle of Darkos Sound, and Destiny was his reward. He suspected that the ship would have gone to someone else, despite his performance in battle, if he hadn't spent 2.5 years in command of a merchant galleon. Regular Navy officers with experience handling square riggers instead of galleys weren't all that common after all.
"Serves Elaine right," he thought smugly.
His older brother had thought that taking a 3-year hiatus to accept a merchant berth would be the kiss of death for his naval career, but he'd been wrong.
"I told him the merchant service experience would look good to the High Admiral, give me that well-rounded look he's always so happy to see. Of course, I have to admit that I didn't expect it to look good for the reasons it actually did. Who'd have thought that galleons would make galleys obsolete?"
His brother certainly hadn't expected it, which was why Elaine had gone back to school to learn to handle galleons while Duncan got Destiny. He tried not to gloat too hard whenever he ran into his beloved brother. Really, he did. Sir Duncan's lips twitched at the thought, and he sucked in an enormous lungful of air, marveling at how wonderful the world seemed this fine morning. The ship's bell chimed, sounding the half hour, and Sir Duncan looked back up at the strengthening dawn. The land to port remained a blue mystery, bulking against the morning sky as the sun began to lift itself over the edge of the world, but it was beginning to become more visible. It wouldn't be long before Yearly could begin making out details, and he felt a twinge of something very like regret. Within the hour, his quiet quarterdeck would be invaded by others, and a few hours after that, Destiny would once again become captive to her anchor and the land. And she'd stay that way for up to the next 3 5-days, or even longer, if it turned out Yearly's passenger required his ship's services, or those of her marines.
"Don't be silly," he told himself sternly. "She isn't really your ship, you know. King Caleb is kind enough to lend her to you, and even pay you to command her, but in return he expects you to do the occasional odd job for him. Unreasonable of him, perhaps, but there it is."
He smiled again, then turned to look at the midshipman of the watch, standing by the starboard ratlins, to give his captain sole possession of the weather side of his quarterdeck.
"Master Upland Armach," he called.
"Yes, sir,"